Hello and welcome to the Interactive's audio booth for this week. I'm not right under the Heathrow flight path. I am actually in Highbury Fields in Islington. It's quite nice around here. It's just been raining, so it's all looking all springly and everything sort of nice. There's people running up and down and there's loads of people walking their dogs around and the buildings look immense and stuff I can not afford in about a million years. But, you know, by the by, I can enjoy the grass. The Interactive's side of things this week. We've been running as part of the Interactive course here at City, the Islington Now and Hackney Post papers. And of course, the Interactives have been split on the Islington Now and Hackney Post websites and social media side of things. We've been running it now. The Islington Now team, consisting of Lauren, myself, Antonia, Becky and Alistair, we've been looking at the website. The Hackney Post team, I'm not too sure how to speak for those, but they've done pretty well as well. But with Islington Now, we found it quite a little bit of a challenge to start with, but, you know, getting into it. And then it's quite fun. What we've done is we've set up Hootsuite to search for key terms that feature across the borough of Islington. So things like Highbury Fields and Holloway Road and the Angel, Upper Street, things like that. They're all searched for on Hootsuite, and we've followed and listed a load of people from around Islington, and we keep doing that for people who are around the area and come to our attention and we see them. We live tweet a lot of the stuff that we got going on, so any of the stories that are going, we get them out there. If we see anything on the road, or anything out and about, we can tweet it straight away with a picture, we can do video interviews, whatever, we can do loads of things, because we've got it set up for our phones and through Hootsuite and for the website. But the challenging side of it, really, is just keeping on top of it all. It's a lot to search for, and it's a lot to see. But yeah, it's quite a little bit of a challenge, but it's quite fun as well to get this sorted out. As far as getting content on the website goes, we're trying to do that strategically, getting on in the morning, first thing, tweeting stuff out in the morning, basically good morning, and what stories we've got that have been done overnight, late in the day, or stuff people may have missed, because of course all your tweets are not going to be seen by all your followers, because people check it at different times. So tweeting a few things at different times, so make sure it gets a good coverage. And people who are interested can see what exactly is going on. And as for the website, we're getting pictures on there, we're getting good content, we're strategically doing the keywording and the excerpts and everything, getting it all ranked, the ability to be searched cleanly and everything, so it's not just mixed in with everything else, and it doesn't come up under really weird keywords, it comes up under what people actually want to search for. But yeah, we've got another week of it to go, and we'll see just how things have progressed, and try and get a Hackney Post to tell us how they've done as well. We've got around 1,000 followers on Islington Now. Hackney Post have got 2,000. They started off with just under 2,000, and we've started off with around 900 or so. So over the time, we've both increased followers. We've both got people out there following us back and finding stories through there. And we've both used the accounts effectively. I'll get the Hackney Post team to tell you exactly a bit more about theirs. And I'll tell you a bit more about Islington Now in another audio boo, or a post on the website at some point. Thank you very much for this quite long audio boo now, actually. It's nearly 5 minutes in length, I think. I've got 25 seconds left. All it does is for me to bid you farewell and enjoy the sound of Highbury Fields.